Whether you love it or hate it, New York City is certainly an unforgettable place. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews three new books that will leave you in a New York state of mind. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. First up, Maxine Roseler's story collection, The Missing Kidney. Set in New York of the 1970s and 80s, these whimsical and wise vignettes of relationships between the sexes will appeal to fans of Laurie Moore, Grace Paley, and Marion Thurm. As with those three writers, a big part of it is the sentences themselves. So great. A young woman who is about to become entangled with a much older and somewhat tedious man explains her situation. My life, like a bagel, had no center. Another character is a dancer in the East Village, quote, whose face often wore a faraway smile that seemed to say she was sharing a private joke with God. In my favorite story, Wheatberries, the narrator comes home to find her husband has broken and thrown away a storage jar. Quote, reaching into the garbage, I retrieved the remnants of the jar and dumped what was left of the wheatberries onto the table, prepared to get to work, salvaging as many pieces of grain as possible, because in my own little way, I have always been a defender of the defenseless, a champion of lost causes, determined to set every wrong right. When the husband comes in and tells her she's insane, she says, sometimes I think you don't love me anymore. Oh, no, he counters. I love you. I love you. Just because I hate you doesn't mean I don't love you. Let's just forget it. That's marriage for you, right? Next up, The Fact Checker by Austin Kelly. From the iconic font of the magazine to what certainly seem to be the real processes of its operation, Kelly's mostly charming debut is steeped in the lore of the fact-checking department at The New Yorker, his former employer. As it opens, the unnamed narrator has received an assignment to check a story known as Mandeville Green, which is the name of the article's author plus a one-word slug to indicate the topic. In this case, the Union Square Green Market in Manhattan. Quote, that's Green Market, one word, capitalized. It's a trade name used by the Council on the Environment of New York City, a nonprofit that funded the city's farmers markets in 1976. That's the kind of thing I check first. Kelly often gets hilarious mileage out of this type of minutiae. Our hero gets in over his head while trying to verify a reference to nefarious practices at the farmer's market, during which he meets an intriguing tomato grower named Sylvia, who becomes an obscure object of desire herself. Fans of fact-checking and of The New Yorker should check out this comic novel. I've also been meaning to tell you about Ruman Alam's latest, Entitlement, a book about privilege and desire. When a beautiful Black woman named Brooke leaves her frustrating teaching job for a position finding worthy beneficiaries for the Asher and Carol Jaffe Foundation, she quickly becomes the boss's favorite, riding in town cars to restaurants and auction houses. But proximity to wealth and ease proves dangerous, and the suspense mounts exponentially as Brooke loses her bearings on what is rightfully hers. As Elizabeth Hand put it in the Washington Post, a sense of dread infuses Entitlement with its steady, poisonous drip of racism, generational wealth, classism, and real estate envy. Its chapters move propulsively as a thriller.
The books are The Missing Kidney by Maxine Roseler, The Fact Checker by Austin Kelly, and Entitlement by Ruman Alam. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.